Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 17th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy and 22 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy, with the temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect again partly cloudy, northerly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 32%. Following is the short interview with the Professor Kostel on DAM, which is a Design, Arts and Music Carnival, where designers, artists and musicians and creative minds will join in one platform for 2 days to take up creativity in collective paradigm.
Hi, I am Kostov. I'm a professor of National Institute of Fashion Technology, and we founded an initiative called DAM, Design, Art and Music Fest, which is going to happen next to Auroville at Ganesh Totem.
Okay, so can you give some information about this workshop?
Sure.
This event?
This is a 2 days fest, which is going to happen on 19th and 20th. We have a pre-event which is going to happen in Aliasase on 18th evening. This event is basically to promote EduFun Learning, where we have 5 workshops, which is related to design, branding, product development, then recycling. And then we also have workshops in Sufi dancing and salsa dancing. In the evening, we have the music fest, where 5 live bands will be playing, and the DJ musics are also there. We also have something called Live Art Music Jam. That's an event where musicians will play and the artists will paint the emotion on the canvas. That's the overall scenario of this. And this is arranged by Inklink in association with Actupondi at Ganesh Totem. This event is basically to promote unschooling, a concept of learning which is outside the four walls of boundaries. That's what Inklink Collective Unschool is doing. So this is all what we are doing here.
Yeah. Do you have any reference on the internet where the people, they can see the program?
Yeah,
and
actually, you can check the event at inklinkmeet.org, 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 or you can check Actupondi's website, actupondi.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Professor Kostel.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
The students of the apprenticeship program Lilith would like to invite us for a fashion show on the Saturday, 19th of January at 8 p.m. in Kalabumi. The show will present a fashion masala of their 4 collections they have been working on for the last 5 months. At 7:30 p.m. they will start serving a few snacks and juice, and the show will start at 8 p.m. followed by a few hours of music and dance. And due to that program, it won't be a regular Saturday pizza night at Youth Center. On Saturday, Sunday and Monday, which would be 19th, 20th and 21st, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, International Zone, we can see the player Odugune, and the performing team is asking everyone to come on time and support the tragedy unwinding in front of our eyes on the stage. Because a tragedy has its own atmosphere and it should be kept throughout. A benefit exhibition at Art on Sunday for Neil and Johnny Visual Art Center, mainly read by Agnes and Hank, paintings and sculptures. It will be going on Sunday, January 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. and every day from then until Sunday, February 3rd. On Wednesday, 23rd of January at 4 p.m. at Centerfield Kindergarten, team with the Auroville Press and Sire will release the book Building with Blocks at the Auroville Kindergarten. Teachers, parents and children are particularly welcome, and 70 children of Auroville will see themselves in the book. We are all invited to come and discover the results of research project of 6 years written by Odile. Odavi School is happy to invite all friends to a physical demonstration by its students on Thursday 24th at 4:30 p.m. at its football grounds. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone and the Tibetan Student Association of Chennai presents the 7th Tibet Festival from Friday 25th until Sunday 27th. Friday evening buffet at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone from 7 p.m. onwards, and Saturday evening buffet followed by culture dance by the Tibetan students. Sunday evening buffet with a jam session and special appearance by Orville Tunin Odyssey Dance Group of Kanchana. Due to several cultural events and workshops occurring during the weekend of the 18th, 19th and 20th, the presentation on Auroville, a World Heritage Site by Martin at the Cinema Paradiso, is postponed to Wednesday, 23rd of January at 5 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso. Auroville Vehicle Service is shifting the office on the same building, multimedia annexure. A new office room is at the backside of the present office next door to the news and notes printing room. On Sunday 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, you can listen to live music, pop, Latin folk, jazz by Nuria with her voice, Matt on piano and sax, Mishkan on bass and Suresh on drums. The 30 League team informs us on 2013 32 Basketball League from 21st to the 28th of February. Everyone who enjoys the game of basketball is invited to participate, so boys, girls, women and even men. Registration is open from today until the 2nd of February. So hurry up and register, the sooner the better. To register, you may call either on the following numbers at reasonable hours between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which would be 978-712-7340 or 962-648-1587 or 262-2636. For any further information and details, you can call 962-648-1587 and there will be also a sign-up sheet available in Solar Kitchen, Porto's Bakery and Visitor Center as well at the 32 Basketball Court. The Orville Theatre Group offers a weekend applied theatre workshop on February 1st, 2nd and 3rd between 10 to noon at Kripa in Kalabumi with Kaustub Bankapur, Flame School of the Performing Arts. For more information and info, you can call Jill at 948-641-6173. And what is applied theater? Training in making living art with, for, by young people and social groups from diverse backgrounds. Working methodology places an emphasis on interpersonal and intrapersonal exchanges through devised, issue-based and site-specific performance. Small Steps is starting a service which will lend tumblers and plates to small gathering at Auroville. Many of us buy paper cups and plates for our parties, but we can replace them with reusable plates and cups for our gatherings. One more small step to green and clean Auroville. This talk is with Anandi at Upasana, and please pass by or call and pick up your stock and return it back. It's brought to the notice of all concerned that the government of India has made it mandatory for units, operators and individuals carrying on any activity related to any stage of manufacturing, production, processing, storage, transportation, packaging, catering, distribution, relabeling, sale or resale of food or food ingredients to comply with the provision of the Food Safety and Standard Regulation 2011, FFSR 2011. The deadline for complying to the regulation is 4th of February 2013. Compliance necessitates the registration or licensing of all such units, operation and activities with the Food Safety and the Standards Authority of India. The procedure for registration and licensing involves submission of the relevant application form, supporting documents and fees in cash to the Food Safety Officer, Vanur. Small-scale operators need to register their activities while the larger ones need to be licensed. Registration is a much simpler process than licensing and costs only 100 rupees per year. So we should be aware that from 5th of February, all non-compliant Auroville units and individuals engaged in food-related activities will become vulnerable to prosecution by FSSIA agents. Prosecution for non-compliance carries a maximum penalty of 6 months imprisonment, a monetary fine of rupees 5 lakhs and the termination of the concerned operation or activity. The following events are being organized to create awareness, provide guidance and seek inputs from all affected units, operators and individuals. First would be seminar on Food Safety and Standards Regulation 2011 by the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, organized with the kind assistance of Auroville Foundation, but date and time venue will be communicated later. Attendees should be executives, stewards and operators of all Oregon food units and all individuals engaged in food-related activities. Second event would be awareness and feedback session on the implication of the Food Safety and Standard Regulation on 2011 on Oregon units and activities. And that one is organized with the kind assistance of the Farm Group and eCare. And it will be on 22nd of January, which is Tuesday, at Buddha Garden between 10 to 11. The attendees should be representatives of farms and farm-related activities. Session 2 would be in conference hall in town hall from 2 to 3. And session 3 it would be also in conference hall in town hall from 3 to 4. Fourth session would be followed in the same place from 4 to 5 p.m. Attendees should be representatives of guest houses, representative of food processing units and individual food processors, representatives of restaurants, catering and retailing units. The concerned individuals are invited to attend their respective sessions and contribute toward the improvement of food safety in Oregon. Clarifications and assistance for registration or licensing can be sought in person from Dr. Ajit at Farm Group office in Solar Kitchen between 8 to 12 a.m. from Monday to Saturday. On 8th of January, which is tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, will be shown the film of dance performance recorded by Sing Cha Hong, world-known choreographer and dancer working based on New York and Korea. The event is organized by Pavilion of Korean Culture. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Destiny, directed by Yusuf Shah Chaine and made in Egypt in 1997. At EcoFlim Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see Life in a Day, made in 2011 and directed by Kevin McDonald. And tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they will screen Rust and Bones, made in France in 2012 by director Jacques Audiard. On Saturday, we can see an international drama, Trishna, made in UK in 2011 by writer and director Michelle Witterbottom. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., there was screen comedy fantasy Mr. Magorium, Wonder Emporium, made in USA 2007 by Derek Zahar. And later on at 8 p.m. at Hollywood Musical Film Festival at Cine Club, we can see classical drama musical New York, New York, made in USA in 1977. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The object of our yoga is self-perfection, not self-annulment." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oregonradio.org. Tesoros, ricos tesoros.